producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
In today's world, abortion supporters routinely attend pro-life rallies and attempt to bully activists. If you have a problem and need a smelly group of commie devil worshipers, maybe you can call the A-Team.
How many did I adopt? I kill my kids.
I kill my kids.
Hey, we saw your Facebook with your communist hammer and sickle. That's pretty cool, man. Is that you on the Facebook? Is there a Facebook page of you with a hammer and sickle?
I don't think so.
How do you get your abortion safe?
I pay for them.
Really? How many do you pay for?
Upwards of 50.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
You, you piece of
bunch of misogynist mother. Take your male privilege somewhere else.
Father, you're being aggressive.
I'm being aggressive.
One, two, three. Wow. Watch out.
These sexist guys that attack our town.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
We are on the very front lines, ladies and gentlemen. Nightly news coming up tonight, 7 o'clock Central. David Knight will be running the show here after the break in about 6-7 minutes. I am finishing up this little no man's land part of the transmission right now. There are so many incredible things going on. My dad was just sending me text messages during the break. And, you know, I know this, and I know under the teaching of Wahhabist Islam, this is going on. And he was saying I need to get Bill Warner on the Foundations of Islam as a guest. And my dad sent me this text. It's study four kinds of jihad. One type is deception and infiltration. Lies are a duty. Rape and deception, too. Ethics should not apply to unbelievers. Yes, Dad, I know that. And my dad's never somebody in my whole life I've heard running down Islam. I mean, obviously he knows all about it and is a bookworm and been around the world, but he's even upset about what's going on listening to the show. And you just see how much the people that run things hate us. And how they just want to get us all fighting with each other while they rule and control the planet. Now, they want to destroy the military, too. You know, Department of War propagandist Eber Bernays was hired in the 1920s to get women into the workforce because they wanted to be able to have the state raise the kids and to get women to smoke cigarettes because it was seen as unladylike to smoke cigarettes. Women snorted powdered snuff and dipped it in private and smoked cigars. Well, cigars have a paper on them. This is for ladies. Men smoke cigarettes. Women smoke cigars in private. That's now flipped with marketing. Just like he got bacon and eggs to be ubiquitous because they couldn't sell pork bellies. They had a glut of them, so they said, you got to have bacon with your eggs. And I say that's a bad thing. It just shows how we're mind controlled. And he came out and he said, we're going to put women in the military. We're going to do all this, but first we've got to, you know, start breaking down the family. We got to get them smoking cigarettes. So we say, you know, don't do what the men tell you, smoke cigarettes. And to put women in the military now, that is to break it down, to make it fall apart. It hardly works with men together. You know, it's, and a lot of it is cult brainwashing you go through, and it doesn't work with men and women together. You got to get people to be brainwashed to get them run into machine gun fire. And men are able to do it because that programming's already there. Women aren't, historically. But I don't have time to play the clip now. David Knight undoubtedly will play it when we come back from break. We'll get his comment on it, and then we'll play the clip with David on the other side. I'll segue over. But we have the head of Southcom coming out, and it's a 2-minute, 42-second video. We'll play it again when we come back. The general says military will be pressured to lower standards for women in combat in order to please agenda-driven in Washington. But see, the general comes out and says it's already being done in select units and it's causing problems. We're going to play the clip. He doesn't know why they want to destroy the military. Because robots! Yeah. robots. They've said they have to screw it up first, bring down unit capabilities to then have the robots come in, operate better, and remove you to remove human judgment so the elites can take over in a technocracy.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Something just happened that has explained why survival food is literally flying off the shelves and is sold out in many areas of the country. It caught me totally by surprise, and it involves FEMA. I couldn't believe FEMA tried this until I saw proof. Revealing their secret could land me in hot water, but I think you deserve to know exactly what they're doing. Watch the viral video at FEMA3.com before it disappears again. But be warned, it's really disturbing because the fact is, they must know something we don't. Go to FEMA3.com to see the number one item you should be hoarding and why supplies of this critical item are so low or even completely sold out at many stores across America. Don't miss out. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in recent days. Go to FEMA3.com and discover the number one most critical item in a crisis. Watch the shocking video right now at FEMA3.com. Again, that's FEMA3.com.
Again, ladies and gentlemen, you can get 6 months free at PrisonPlanet.tv, but only for one more week. We've never offered 6 months free before, but I really want to get more people to join and to be able to watch the nightly news, live reports, the special reports, all my films, ebooks, and so much more. One person can share their membership with 20 people. We have to have our own platform that is harder for them to censor, harder for the system to shut down. PrisonPlanet.tv. We put out the daily radio show free with a video and audio feeds at Infowars.com/show. But it is the members that are paying it forward and helping so many other people see the truth. And it's PrisonPlanet.tv that finances so much of the cameras, the equipment, the crew, the reporters. You get exclusive HD, higher quality, get it first, and then you can download it, share it with friends and family. It's a win-win, and then you're helping finance to put it out for free to everybody. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Aligns himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
I see your hair is burning, hills are filled with fire,
hills are filled with fire.
If I say I never loved you,
if they say I never loved you, you know they are.
I know what I'm going to be listening to driving home today.
Riding down your freeway.
This is the best song to be driving.
Midnight alleys roam.
Cops and cars.
Cops and cars. The
top of the bar. Never saw a woman so alone.
So alone.
So alone.
So alone.
So alone.
Alone.
Motel money, murder,
motel
madness.
Money, murder, madness.
I just do it to show people I'm not embarrassed. I don't care. It's good to just get out there and be real. Then get your mojo rising.
Gotta keep on riding, riding, riding.
All right. I got to a lot of the news. I didn't get to a ton of it, though. David Knight is taking over. And the reason I decided to hold over a little bit into the hour he's hosting is because I looked at the topics he's going to be getting into. Robotic cars, the takeover, insurance companies now demanding you have these chips. That's how it begins, to track what you do and then go, oh, let the robot take over. We'll give you discounts. And then, oh, we're going to triple charge you to drive yourself. And then, you know what? You're disqualified. And you're like, well, it's a safer world. It'd be a safer world for humans if we were never born. We need a world where we run things. We need a world where we do things for ourselves, or we lose control of that world. And I know it's a balance of both, but there is no balance the way the power structure is doing this. And as sure as the sun came up this morning, and as it's going to set this evening, as our planet orbits around it, just as sure as night follows day, just as sure as Bill Clinton's a big fat liar and so's Obama, just as sure as ugly old Hillary's a demon, just as sure as Obamacare is a giant screw job written by foreign insurance companies, they are putting women in combat positions to make them slaves of the state, cannon fodder. It's culturally acceptable in the human continuum for men to be made to go fight by a tribe. You could say draft is slavery, but if your country's totally being attacked, you're being overrun, you shouldn't even have to have a draft. Men are going to want to fight. But in this jellyfish world, that's not the case. Then the elites don't fight. The poor people fight, and that's wrong, because in every culture, if the king's children wouldn't fight in the army or the navy, if the king 1,000 years ago, whether it was Japan or jolly old England or France, wouldn't lead his armies into battle. I mean, there were British kings, a bunch of them that died in the Crusades, charging castle, you know, gates themselves. I tell you, a really accurate rendition of that is the last Robin Hood with Russell Crowe. And of course, in that whole legend, that's actually what it was. The one king got ransomed, his brother took over and was corrupt. There was another one right after that actually got killed in France, storming a castle. And in the movie, he gets shot by a crossbow bolt right in the throat. He's just like, rah, rah. I mean, that's what those guys were like. In the old days, the guy was the king because he was 6'5" and kill everybody. His great granddaddy was a warlord, you know, that came in with the Vikings and just conquered. I mean, these people didn't play games. And if the king didn't get in his armor and ride out, people didn't follow him. The old days in Spain, all the different noblemen would have to supply their sons if somebody said something rude about the other nobleman's father. Oh, well, you're 70 years old. You're not going to fight. Your son's going to fight my son. In fact, El Cid is an incredible movie with what's his name? I knew him. I interviewed him. Charlton Heston. I can't remember his name. And it's a true story of fighting the Moors, fighting the Muslims who invaded Spain. And his wife-to-be's father, who was the king of a local principality, because there wasn't one king over Spain at the time. It was like Germany, a bunch of sectors, said something bad about his dad, so he killed him. I mean, he said, pull your sword out, and they fought to the death. And then, of course, later she forgave him and still married him because she loved him, but it was her dad that, shot his mouth off, and honor said they had to fight to the death. That's the complete difference of what we've become today as men. Think about that. Dishonorable, pathetic, weak pushovers, myself included, compared to people a long time ago. Chivalry ended with people like Colonel Travis, Bowie, Sam Houston, Andrew Jackson, and let me tell you, they weren't perfect people. But you actually read, even from the other histories of what those guys did, you read it, you can't believe it. It's beyond a movie like the one I went and saw last night, The Revenant. Beyond it. And now you look what we've been turned into. It's pathetic. And now they want to put women in frontline combat. And, of course, oh, you only got to do 2 pull-ups, 10 push-ups. Oh, you don't have to run 40 miles with a 40-pound pack or hike 25 miles over mountains with a 70-pound pack and your weapon. Do you have any idea how hard it is to carry ammo and a rifle 10 miles? I've done it hog hunting. A little backpack and ammo and a rifle, and you are sick of it on your way back, and I used to be in really good shape. It's no reflection on women. Men can't have babies. Does that mean we're being discriminated against? It's just crazy. But you see, it's not crazy. And the top generals come out and says, why is this happening? Why do you want to mess up the military? He's the longest serving U.S. general in history. John Kelly, commander of the U.S. Southern Command, and he breaks it down and saying there will be pressure. The pressure is already there. It's already in the news. Again, that's like saying, I'm not an MMA fighter, and you know what? I deserve to fight in the UFC middleweight championship, and because, let's say somebody like Tim Kennedy could, you know, kick my butt easily because of all of his skills and training and strength. It doesn't matter. His whole family wins Olympic gold medals and has unusual genetics. We should drug him with a bunch of sedatives and tie his arms behind his back to make it fair so I can kick his butt. And people are like, well, that's not fair. Well, I've chosen to be the UFC champion and you're discriminating against me and you don't let me. Or it'd be like a 5-foot woman saying she wants to play in the NBA and so, you know, chop the legs off the player so she can play. I mean, this is really what they're doing. But it's to screw up society ahead of the robot takeover, and that's the globalist admission. So that's the rest of the story and the intel for the military. And getting rid of all male roles of strength and honor because they want to extinguish that completely to finish our domestication and final enslavement and assanguination to the establishment Borg. Now let's go to this clip, and I hand the thing over to David Knight. Here it is.
Given the mission of the United States Armed Forces to fight the nation's wars, I believe that every decision we make, whether it's a decision, Tom, or an acquisition, a new airplane, a new whatever widget, I think every decision has to be looked through only one filter, and that is, does it make us more lethal on the battlefield? Will it result in less casualties on our side? Will it end up in less casualties on the other side? Because they're human beings too. Some of them very much deserve to be killed, but others don't. And so that's the filter. So if you look at anything we're contemplating doing, does it make us more lethal? If the answer to that is do it, or is yes, then do it. If the answer to that is no, clearly don't do it. And if the answer to that is shouldn't hurt, I would suggest that we shouldn't do it because it might hurt. So that's in my opinion. The way I think you do this is, since we're ordered to do it, is you simply do it. My greatest fear, and we see this happen a lot over the 45 years I've been in the armed forces, is right now they're saying we're not going to change any standards. There will be great pressure, whether it's
they've already announced
12
it.
Months from now, 4 years from now.
They announced it last week.
Because the question would be asked, well, we've let women into these other roles. Why aren't they staying in those other roles? Why aren't they advancing as infantry people?
Quotas.
Persons, I guess. Why aren't they becoming, more senior? And the answer, I think, will be if we don't change standards, it will be very, very difficult to have any real numbers come into the infantry. Or the Rangers.
All right, let's stop right there.
Their business.
Absolutely. People aren't going to go into it anymore. You know, guys that can do 500 pull-ups and literally break your arm with one hand. I mean, some of these guys. Most of them have chromosome doubles and stuff. I mean, I've seen these guys. Okay, they're not natural. And by that, they're not taking drugs. These are Ben Grimm, a bunch of these guys. And, I mean, they're supermen. And then they also are smart and don't fold under pressure, which is a male attribute on average. But it's the extreme of that. Here's the allegory. I'm going to skip this break. We're going to David Knight. If you get somebody like Caitlyn Jenner or whatever his name was back when he was the gold medal winner and he actually beat some black runners, that was even unprecedented in the 70s. And it's not that white runners at their best were horrible. They were, a half a second not as good, or a second in a longer racer than the black runner. And then almost all the black runners winning were Kenyan background because that genetics even better from, those arid areas. People got to walk 30 miles a day genetically. If their ancestors couldn't do it, they die. Now, is that saying it's racist that whites aren't winning all the races or Hispanics or whatever? It's just stupid. It's ridiculous. And now they're catching all these guys that are really men or hermaphrodites and have testicles winning races. And they're going, well, let them. You know, of course, it's not a woman. It's a man. And you look, and the runner's a man beating women. That's not fair either. Well, they're transgendered. Oh, now they want to put transgendered in the where the guy has testicles, has testosterone, and is going to beat the women. Well, of course he's going to beat the women. This is just them playing with reality, being able to jack with the human species. That's all they're doing. And it's a joke, folks. It's crazy. It's stupid. But it's not when you realize they have to overwrite all the traditional roles in this country, in this world. So if you want to be a world champion long-distance runner, you know, you pretty much 90% of the winners are Kenyans. And then most of the other winners are other Africans. And then maybe some Greek guy or some, you know, something is just super genetics and he's able. But he's the anomaly, folks. Those people that are that good, most people in Africa aren't that fast. It's out of hundreds of millions of people, there's these certain tiny percentage points where there's just little bitty differences. But you get into women in special forces and frontline combat, all the other militaries have tried it, folks. When guts are flying and people are screaming and heads are blown off, women panic. They don't follow orders. They go crazy. They run. They hide. Or they go psycho and go running off trying to kill people, not following orders. Then you get into hygiene issues. You get into women failing in 30 days in the wilderness. It goes on and on and on and on, and everybody knows it, and they call it anti-woman to not want to stick our women in the most ancient, dirty part of human activity, killing. Men have always done the killing. Men are killing machines. Women are there to have babies and be strong and build up the culture and help people with medicine and literature and science. It's the species. Men are builders. Men are planners. Men are creators as well, but men are defenders, and that means they're killers. And now, forget men and women. While we're all busy fighting with each other, the computer is here. The robot is here, and the elite controlling it is here, and that computer, that robot, will follow the orders to a T. It will not say no when they say kill civilians. It will cover up and say somebody else did it. It will lie with impunity, autonomously, carrying out its evil mission. That's what this is about. And you notice Kelly engaged in a huge rebellion there. That's a big deal to have the commanding general of Southcom say it's a horrible idea, we shouldn't do it, but I'm being ordered to do it. He's not supposed to even say that. That is unprecedented. And the other general coming out and saying, we created ISIS, it's horrible. This is the last vestiges of human decision-making, that you see why they want computers, you see why they want robots, you see why they want dumbed-down humans following the orders. David Knight, your host for the rest of the show, thank you for doing a great job. You've heard my last 3 hours and 20 minutes of transmission. What's your take on what I just said? Then tell us what's coming up today.
Well, thank you, Alex. Yeah, my take on that is it reminds me of a story by Kurt Vonnegut called Harrison Bergeron. I actually made a short video out of that. And in that, the whole idea was making everybody equal, that they pursued equality of results above all else. So you have visual images of someone who is a very good ballerina, and then they load her down with weights so she can't dance. Or somebody who's a tennis player, and they load him down with weights, or they tie his arm up or whatever. It's absolutely absurd on that level. The other thing that reminds me of...
And they're getting rid of A-plus grades, they're getting rid of trophies. Yeah.
Yeah, the other thing that reminds me of is as I hear all this, I'm reminded of those Virginia Slim commercials when they still used to have cigarette ads on television. So you've come a long way, baby. Here's your cancer stick, okay?
Yeah, exactly. You've come a long way.
Yeah.
60 years after they brainwashed women to smoke, saying, show your men. Yeah, exactly. You've come a long way, sweetheart.
Yeah, and so that's what they're doing right now. Of course, I think another aspect of this, Alex, besides you know, pitting gender against gender and that sort of thing, and getting people to come in and join the military as kind of a sucker play, like they do with the cigarettes with Virginia Slim. I think the other aspect of that is that they want to get them involved in a killing mentality, because they're going to be using remote control machines. Just like I've got this article here from talking about how ISIS is showing off a driverless car bomb.
Great point. Get the women into running the remote vehicles to think they're part of the killing, and get them into that whole culture as well.
Exactly.
Oh, well, notice every new movie shows the woman as the warrior princess beating the men. They're being totally primed to publicly support the robot kill system.
Yeah, that's what we said. That was our take on Star Wars at the beginning. I said, yeah, I really enjoyed the film. It worked as an action film and everything. But understand that, like every other movie you're seeing coming out of Hollywood, they're programming you to see women as warriors, not as nurturers, okay? To go against their nature, to change their nature, just as they wish to change the nature of men. So they show the man in that as being very weak. So that's the whole point. That's the control programming that is part of this.
And then mammals see and look, and humans sit there and watch it and really believe men are these despicable, dumb, moron creatures.
Yes, yes, yes. They show it over and over again. I mean, look at
the every situation. Commercial I see, the dad is a raving loon.
Yeah.
Totally stupid.
Yeah. Look at the new Star Wars. I mean, the guy who is her counterpart, her romantic involvement there, it's a black guy. They make him a janitor. He's very empathetic, okay, but he really doesn't, he's not an action figure. He's not a take-charge guy. He's kind of, you know, where they would have put the female
lead. What did the Pentagon say with Jade Helm? They said, we are worried about empowered individuals, not terrorists, but anyone empowered, not following the directives, because they're following orders of the globalists. They want us to follow the orders. They've been given orders to brainwash us and make us follow orders. No, we're giving you orders under the Constitution, Bill of Rights, common sense, self-preservation, that you are deactivated right now, military, and you are going to defend the Republic and break the enemy programming. You're strong enough to do it, for heaven's sakes. But, sorry, go ahead.
Well, actually, Alex, you know, one of the other things that I was going to talk about briefly, I mentioned it last night in the nightly news, the fact that they're talking about looking at the insider threat. The Pentagon is announcing that it's going to be monitoring completely all military, civilian, and contract personnel. And that means
which they've always been doing, the main NSA thing.
But now they're announcing it.
Yeah.
Yeah, now they're announcing it. They're announcing it as part of an intimidation aspect. We've got another story also about Palantir. Remember I did that report on it back in December 2013. Palantir is a data mining company that was started up by the CIA. Now the take on it today is that it is getting so large that it is pushing out all the other businesses in Palo Alto. And that really is what's happening in technology.
Yeah, this is our new culture. Yes. It's private corporate groups taking over all the taxpayer money and displacing everything. The business is enslaving us and bringing in jihadis to murder us.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. And then again, at the same time, another article I've got here that I'll talk about in depth. We've got the chair of the House Homeland Security Committee, Mike McCall, right here out of Texas. He's written a new book, Alex. And it's called Failures of Imagination. And so what he does is he talks about how terrorists could unleash an attack at Disney World or the Academy Awards or Mall of America just so he can get everybody so afraid. And it really is a form of terrorism itself. I mean, these are, to put that stuff
that's right,
out
hyping
there,
the terror is the terror, and then bringing it in and not pointing out that issue is the terror. Great job, David. I'm going to throw it back to you now. I just want to remind folks, you have the new shower filter in, the best we've gotten yet, that basically cuts everything out or reduces it like 99%, depending on the compound. Over 200 chemicals, fluoride, glyphosates, the drugs in the water, so much other crud. It's $69. Comparable systems are $100. ProPure, brand new system, tested for the last 2 years in development. No reviews yet because it's so new. Check it out, and your purchase funds this show. It works for at least 9 months. It has fast flow, and it's got 4 filters in it. It is simply amazing. InfoWarsStore.com. And, folks, we need your financial support. We sell items and products that are win-wins, that are good for you and your family. We have also huge discounts with colloidal silver, 30 parts per million, silver bullet, the highest quality from the most respected lab in the country that we use to make it. Half off that when you get a bottle of Survival Shield Mason Ion X2. Brain Force is amazing. Take it every day. Oxy powder. Now we've got the New Year's special and a bunch of other deals at InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And we also just have the Hillary for President shirts. We're not making any more. There are some sizes left. InfoWarsStore.com. get that word out as well. David Knight, thank you so much for the great job you're doing. I'm going to go ahead and hand the baton to you. God bless.
Thank you, Alex. And when we come back, as Alex had mentioned earlier, we're going to be talking about how car insurers are trying to twist drivers' arms into putting monitoring devices in your car. It's not going to stop there. This is a surveillance that is going to be used to push you out of private car ownership, to take away your freedom of travel, to monitor your every movement. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Over the years, there have been a lot of powerful advancements in the field of science and nutraceuticals. Youngevity integrates years of scientific research into creating fantastic products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, plant-derived minerals, and much more. Youngevity also offers you an ingenious way to augment your income. And the best part? You'll be helping your friends and family along the way. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com today. Become a member. Get discounts on the amazing products and free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip, and you're able to promote the products to friends and family and neighbors in your community and make money while helping people at the same time. Another win-win. That's why I'm a member of the Longevity team at InfoWarsTeam.com, and you can be too. It's simple. Just go to InfoWarsTeam.com today. Complete a short sign-up and you're part of the team. That's InfoWarsTeam.com or InfoWarsHealth.com. So many people call into my radio show and tell me how Longevity and the products at InfoWarsTeam.com have changed their lives. Check it out for yourself today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host for the rest of this fourth hour. And as I was saying before we went to break, I want to talk about what's really going to be going on with driverless cars. And of course, they're not driverless cars. Truth is, they're robot cars. They're being driven by humans. It's just humans who are operating through software that they wrote. You see a problem there? I do. They're also going to be controlled and monitored by the government. I see a big problem with that as well. Let me tell you how this is going to roll out. We've been saying this for a very long time. We've been talking about this at least since I've been here. And Alex was talking about that before I got here. And we've been talking about exactly how this is going to roll out. You're going to be pushed out of your car with insurance rates. That's the way they're going to come after you. And that's what this article is about. And, of course, this has been the dream of the government for a very long time. They want to control everything about your life, make you dependent on them, your housing, your food, especially your transportation. Look at all of these ridiculous projects that come up, all these monorail systems and subway systems and American cities where you don't have the population density that comes anywhere close to being able to need that or to support that. But, of course, they want to concentrate people into the cities. That's what's going on with the BLM. They're the cutting edge of pushing people off of the land. They're making it so that people can't make a living off the land. They're making it so that when they don't allow people to do any lumbering, taking off standing deadwood in the forest or removing trees that have fallen, then what they do is they make it possible for millions of acres to burn. Just in Oregon, there were millions of acres that burned. The same year, they came after that family for saying, well, you burned 139 acres. They had 3.4 million acres that burned in Oregon that year. And a lot of that was due to mismanagement by the BLM. But, of course, the BLM lights its own backfires to try to control wildfires. And they do damage to private property. Nobody ever does anything to them. We also have a story from Hillary Clinton saying we need to arrest these protesters in Oregon. Yeah, you know, I think we need to take the line that Rand Paul said when you got all these people calling for the arrest and imprisonment of Ed Snowden. He says, well, maybe he broke some laws, but we can imprison Ed Snowden when we imprison the people like Michael Hayden and Clapper, James Clapper, who lied to us, who broke the law as well. They broke a much more serious law. He was trying to expose what they were doing. And so, of course, Rand Paul says, yeah, okay, fine, lock up Snowden, but lock those guys up, too. Well, okay, you want to go after these guys who engage in civil disobedience like Occupy Wall Street? You never called for them to be in prison, did you, Hillary? Well, then fine, let's look at your crimes. Let's send you to jail for the things that you've gotten away with. But let's get back to the cars. I want to talk about that first. This is a Wall Street Journal article now. The mainstream media is talking about this quite a bit. And, of course, this is the financial angle. They say car insurers find tracking devices are a tough sell. Oh, really? Really? I mean, really? You don't want the car company, the insurance company, sitting there monitoring your every move and adjusting your insurance rates accordingly? As many people say, it just creeps me out. They say, in a lab at Progressive Corporation's suburban headquarters, you've got technicians looking at a colleague driving from his home into the city, and they've got a dot on a computer screen that's moving along with a map overlaid with speed limits, and whenever he goes over the speed limit, the little dot turns red, okay? And then they will eventually have something that's going to record that, report that to the insurance company, report that to the police so they can fine you accordingly. Guess what? You're not going to be driving a car very long under those circumstances. And already, the Federal Department of Transportation has mandated what they call V2V, vehicle-to-vehicle communication, or like they like to put it when they came to South by Southwest, they said, talking cars, because that sounds so cool. You know, it sounds like something out of Pixar's Cars. But no, it's not. They're going to be talking, and they're going to be talking about you. They're going to say, he drives too fast, he brakes too quickly, he corners too hard. Okay, all this nanny government literally in your car. Maybe we should use a Third Amendment to shut this down, huh? Yeah, I don't want the government as my co-pilot or the godverment, as I guess that's what they're like. Using devices installed in the customer's cars, Progressive and other auto insurers are tracking things like how far their customers drive, how often they slam on the brakes. And as one person says, they say, well, you have to hide. But I don't want big business or big brother being involved in my personal life. It creeps me out. Hey, person after my own heart. They say this involves Progressive, Allstate, State Farm, Mutual, automobile insurance companies are all promoting plug-in devices and or smartphone apps. They got an app for that. You don't even have to stick the hardware in there. They can just put the app on your smartphone, as well as cutting deals to piggyback on automakers and car computers. There you go, cutting deals with them. And who do you think is cutting deals with the insurance companies and the car companies to put all this stuff in? It's the government. It's the government. They want to play nice with the government because that has some benefits for them, of course. There's one thing they can do. They can throw you under the bus. And, of course, the solution that they want to tell us is that we're going to have driverless taxis like Uber or Lyft that you won't need to own a car because all the cars will be owned by one corporation that works hand in glove with the government. That's called fascism, folks. It's called crony capitalism. It's called corruption. It's called the loss of freedom. I grew up in the 20th century. I am a man of the 20th century. And in the 20th century, we looked at cars as a very expression of our freedom. Go where you wanted to go, when you wanted to go, and in the style that you wanted to go. I mean, you could get something like a Pinto, or you could get a muscle car, you could get a luxury car, whatever. You had that freedom to spend what you wanted to spend on the car, go in the manner that you wanted to go, whenever you wanted to go. That was a major selling point of Chevrolet. Remember? See the USA in a Chevrolet? You know, that's they were selling freedom. Now what they're selling is control. Now what they're selling is the fact that you can just disengage and put yourself in the matrix of Facebook. You can sit there and tweet and do postings on Facebook and just disconnect from the real world. Just be chauffeured along in your little car. They say early company surveys, though, of people's interest in these usage-based insurance plans reveal that only about 40% of the people had a viewpoint that 40% of the people had a viewpoint that was some variation on no way in hell. And I'm surprised that it is that small. That's what really concerns me, is that only 40% of the people see a problem with this. They went through and they looked at some of the data. They found that drivers who slam on brakes more than 8 times every 500 miles are 73% more likely to get into an accident in a given year. Oh, you mean like the Google car? That has accident rates that are 4 to 5 times what the average car owner has, is slamming on brakes all the time. Of course, if you slam on the brakes and somebody hits you from behind, you're not charged with the accident. The Google car is not charged with the accident. But isn't it interesting? I wonder if the Google car could get insurance on this basis. And then they talk about how even if the companies want to be nice and they don't want to get into this big brother scenario, they're saying they're going to have an adverse selection. In other words, they say companies that don't offer a usage-based program could be impacted by an adverse selection. In other words, they could be stuck with bad drivers. They're assuming that if you don't want to be monitored 24/7 by the government, you're a bad driver. No, I am not a terrorist because I don't want the government listening and recording my every movement. And I'm not a bad driver because I don't want the insurance company looking for every possible excuse to raise my insurance rates. And if you sign on to this thing, you are selling out your future. This is not the future I want. It's not the future I want for me. It's not the future I want for my children or grandchildren. And if you sign on to this, just understand you are just signing away your freedom to move about. But of course, ISIS has now got a driverless car bomb. And understand that DARPA's very first challenge, you know, they remember a year or two ago, they had the robot that they said that they were setting up so it would save people from a Fukushima type of accident. Look, DARPA is about creating weapons, okay? They're the Defense Advanced Research Project. They're about creating weapons. Their very first machine that they made, or their very first competition, I should say, was in 2003. They challenged inventors to make a machine that could by itself navigate a 300-mile stretch between L.A. and Vegas. So this is their first challenge. They've done many challenges since then. But they envisioned this as something that's going to be used by the military from the very beginning. They envisioned it as a weapon. And now we're being told that somehow ISIS, you know, those people who are given American weapons, those people who are transported to the area from Chechnya so they can stop fighting the Russians in Chechnya and the southern parts of Russia. Now they can fight the Russians in Syria. You know, those same people, the Pentagon and the CIA, those people who have been equipping and training and funding ISIS, now they're saying, oh, now they've got a driverless car bomb. They say driverless cars. This is popular science because, and it's interesting because popular science is usually very gee whiz and supportive of any technology. But even they say driverless cars are supposed to be a sign of a tranquil future where pleasant machines cart relaxed guests around, handling all the messiness of automobile travel. Yeah, you know, it's just like Beauty and the Beast at Disney World, you know, be my guest, get into my car, right? Except it's a trap, folks, if you get into that. And, of course, it's going to be a trap once we see these driverless car bombs. They're going to be used as weapons. But whether or not they're used as weapons, whether or not they're used as terrorist car bombs, they're going to be used as a weapon of control. Understand that our very interstate system was designed as a military device. That's why Hitler did the Autobahn in Germany. Eisenhower saw it and said, we need that here. Not because he wanted you to be able to see the world in a Chevrolet, okay, but because he wanted to be able to move the military very quickly from one spot to the other. He had already been involved in a project where in the Northeast he had to move a division of equipment, and he was appalled at how difficult it was. They couldn't get through the roads that were there. So they said, well, let's build this gigantic system called the interstate, have really wide lanes, and then if we need to, we can commandeer it for military use. But, of course, what they wound up doing was commandeering it to enforce a 55-mile-an-hour speed limit under Richard Nixon to take away your freedoms in that area. So it always comes back around. And one last article here, of course. This is we have the Consumer Electronics Show that's going on in Las Vegas. Happens at the beginning of each year. The big things, again, at Consumer Electronics Show are driverless cars. And what's happening is you're seeing an alliance with Ford and possibly Ford and Google getting together to work on a car. Ford now sees themselves not so much in the future as selling individual cars, but as selling mobility devices, is what one of their executives said. So they're looking at how they can become the vendor. So it's going to be a situation where all of these billionaires or a few multinational corporations are going to be jockeying for a position to be the supplier to the government in terms of providing transportation that you don't have any control over, but that will control you, will be used as an instrument of control. And as we're looking at that, I saw this article that I mentioned briefly to Alex about Mike McCall. He's a Texas congressman. He's he's the chair of the House Homeland Security Committee, and he's written a book to scare you. To scare you. You know, because the definition of terrorism is the use of violence, intimidation, fear to achieve political goals. And that's been the mode of our government since September 11th, using violence, intimidation, and fear to achieve their political goals, to achieve their control. And so that's what Mike McCall is selling. And I think it is absolutely despicable what he's doing, scaring people. I said the chairman of Homeland Security Committee is warning in a chilling new book that terrorists could easily hit Disney World, the Academy Awards, the Mall of America with killer biological attacks, killing thousands, sending the nation into a panic, at which point this James Bond villain would step out of his Homeland Security Committee, rubbing his hands like a praying mantis, and announce the next step towards martial law. That's what they would love to do. But in the meantime, he wants to try to get you there, saying, oh, it could be a possible attack from Russian invasion of Eastern Europe. We're the ones who are aggressors in Russia as well as other places. We're the ones who restarted the Cold War. But, of course, they turn everything around, spin it upside down. I think it's absolutely reprehensible. I had a friend from high school who joined the military. He was at the Pentagon, and I remember meeting with him about 20 years ago and asking him what he was doing, and they were working on things like this. They were working on scenarios. But he wouldn't tell me what the scenarios were. He said, well, you know, that's something we really don't want to panic the public, something they don't need to know, something we don't want that information to get out to people who would possibly do that. But that's not the mode that they're working in now. Because, see, they're not really concerned about protecting you. They're concerned about the security state and maintaining that. That is their religion, which is what makes it so surprising that Hillary Clinton keeps getting a pass with all these violations. Over 1,340 emails so far that were classified that she had on her private server. Even telling people to remove the classification so you can send this as a fax. You're having trouble faxing this. Nobody will, they won't, you know, you can't get anybody to do this because they don't want to violate it. Well, okay, just take off the classification markings. Violate the law that way. So here we've got this religion of state security that we have to sacrifice all of our safety, all of our liberty on the altar of that religion of state security. And then you've got this woman who comes along and violates it with impunity and nothing happens to her. Absolutely, absolutely amazing. Now, I had talked about Palantir, and I want to play you a little excerpt from a video that I did back in December of 2013, because there's an update to this that was on the Drudge Report, I believe. It's the CIA-backed startup that is taking over Palo Alto. It's an NBC story. But I want to play for you what we knew and what we reported way back in 2013. Here's a short clip of that report.
Much has been said about the big tech companies that were implicated in this slide from Edward Snowden's documents. It's eroded confidence in their integrity and damaged their business. But what about the PRISM program itself, where people are profiled by data mining the intercepted digital communications? Some have suspected that the company behind PRISM is Palantir. I've often thought that the Palantir from Tolkien's Lord of the Rings were the perfect metaphor for the Internet. In the book, the Palantir were crystal balls that allowed the possessors to communicate and to see things. Eventually, they fell into the hands of the evil forces, and using a Palantir not only revealed you to the villain, Sauron, represented by the all-seeing eye, but also allowed him to learn where you were and look into your mind and your soul. A great metaphor for people who are trying to use the Internet for legitimate purposes and the government spooks who create profiles of people as they're using it. Although Palantir has a program called PRISM, and although its function is exactly like that shown in the slide, they have denied the allegations. The company, Palantir, was created with funding from NQTEL, a venture capital company created by the CIA, and with funding from PayPal billionaire Peter Thiel. Palantir's CEO Alexander Karp is also from PayPal. Both Thiel and Karp were attendees at Bilderberg this year as they focused on big data. Palantir company profiles from the Wall Street Journal in 2009 and Business Week in 2011 emphasized Palantir's connection to the military-industrial complex and to data mining for terrorist profiling. Palantir self-consciously emphasizes to its employees its connection to Middle Earth mythology. Whether or not Palantir's PRISM program is the PRISM program, Palantir was created by...
Okay, and you can see the rest of that report on YouTube. And again, the name of that report is PayPal's NSA involvement being covered up. Stay with us. We're going to be right back on the Alex Jones Radio Show.
My name is Don Wiskin. In 1994, I lost my 62-year-old father to complications of bypass surgery. In 1977, my 44-year-old brother was found dead in his apartment. He suffered a heart attack. In January of 98, my mother had a stroke and passed away in her bed. 21 days later, my 53-year-old brother passed away on his arrival to the hospital. He waited too long. In June that same year, I almost joined them at 42. What did I do? I took a 7-herb formula I now call Extendivite, made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, hawthorn, milk thistle, and valerian. Based on German studies of natural medicine, Extendivite is designed to clear blocked arteries, clean the toxins from your blood, and improve your immune system. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
The following statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Something shocking just happened in a Coast Guard unit in San Diego. The old guys in the unit have turned the tables and are now destroying the young bucks in head-to-head fitness tests. How is this even possible? Turns out, the old guys in this unit have been part of a special test group for a doctor-formulated Fountain of Youth drink called Patriot Power Greens. Patriot Power Greens has been so effective for many of the older soldiers that it's made their achy joints, stiff muscles, and lack of energy a thing of the past. Previously, this drink was only available to elite military units. But for a limited time, the creator of Patriot Power Greens has set aside a small number of free samples specifically for our conservative friends. All they ask is that you chip in a few bucks to cover shipping. To claim your free samples of Patriot Power Greens, go to greens75.com. That's greens75.com. greens75.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, and in this last segment of the show, I wanted to illustrate for you how Chris Christie and Debbie Wasserman Schultz, the DNC chairwoman who is covering for Hillary Clinton, how they are exactly clones of each other. And I'll get to those quotes in just a moment. Before we do, real quickly, let me tell you that we've got a sale going on right now. If you buy Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine, you can get Silver Bullet for 50% off and get a free calendar. That's our new calendar for 2016. Has a lot of sales in it each month, as well as some cool pictures. That's very nicely produced. Top-notch job by our art staff here. But also, you can get that as get Survival Shield X2. You get the Silver Bullet 50% off and that free calendar. That's at InfoWarsStore.com. Also, we have the new ProPure Shower Filter. This is the ProMax 4-Stage Shower Filter by ProPure, available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com, and it is a limited first run. It removes over 200 contaminants from shower water, including things like heavy metal. You know, the stuff that the EPA blew up out of the gold mine and went into the water 3 states. Okay, you can get that out of your water, too, okay? Remember fluoride that they dump in intentionally and charge you to dump in? You can get that out. Pesticides, VOCs, chlorine, pharmaceuticals, as well as odors. It has a filtration capacity of up to 9 months. It is made from BPA-free plastic. Very easy to install, available exclusively for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, just real quickly before I go to the story about Chris Christie and Debbie Wasserman Schultz, as I was talking about the Palantir thing, as you heard in that report, it just absolutely amazed me when I looked at this. They're very, very self-conscious about their references to the Lord of the Rings. They have T-shirts, Save the Shire, the Palantir logo, which is that crystal ball. And, of course, they say that it is the biggest seller of anything there in Palo Alto. It's driving out all the paraphernalia that's sold by companies like Patagonia. They have more stuff there from Palantir. And, of course, it's not just the souvenirs and the marketing stuff that's being driven out. It says that they're also driving out other startups in Palo Alto because they've got so much money. These people were started by the CIA, their venture capital firm, InQtel. And, of course, it started up by some people who were there at the beginning of PayPal and people who are now regular Bilderberg attendees. And as I pointed out in that special report back in 2013, they were there at Bilderberg talking about big data. Well, they analyze big data for people, and they also choke out other businesses. And that's what's happening to our country. So much money is being put into the defense military industrial complex that we are choking out productive investment. I saw elements of that even when I started as an engineer 35 years ago. I could see that it was the military spending that was choking out things that could have made us competitive with other countries, could have improved our standard of living, being poured into weapons to kill people. And, of course, you can say it could be used to defend people as well. I understand. That's the political dimension of it, though, whether it's being used to kill or defend. And I'm not happy with what I've seen the political convention for the last 35 years. Now, before I run out of time, I want to read you a couple of quotes here. Debbie Wasserman Schultz was called on the carpet by her supporters, said she's still supporting the war on drugs attack against marijuana. They're not saying we want to get rid of prohibition completely. They just say, why are you still supporting throwing people in jail for marijuana usage? And she says this. She says, I'm protective. Safety has been my top legislative priority. I'm driven by the idea that safety is the core function of government. And when they talk to Chris Christie about guns, he says, well, you know, I'm all about safety. I'm for public safety. When you sell your freedom for safety, you wind up an unsafe slave. That's what you need to understand. And people on the left and the right need to understand how they're being played in both the war against guns and the war against drugs. They're both phony, folks. Join us tonight for the InfoWars Nightly News, 7 Central, 8 p.m. Eastern.
You're listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.